Okay, without further ado, it's acoustic sailing time. How you doing? It's 4:01 and it's Saturday afternoon. I hope you're doing well out there. It's a bit cold. If you want to hear something, give me a call. The number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636, and I'll play anything that you want to hear. Today we have a special guest calling in. We have the leader of the legendary Magenta Olive calling in to this program in about 14 minutes. So please get your questions ready. Call 855-915-9636 and they shall be answered. This show will begin right after these words. Remember, you are listening to WMFO.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. Right now, we'll start off the show with this tune called Somerville Girl. It's a real winner of a song. It's by Arthur Nason, and I hope you like it. Remember, you're listening to Tufts' one and only freeform radio station, 91.5 FM, Tufts University, Tufts WMFO, Medford.
Walk up the stairs, I can hear him cough on the hallway. And I lie awake, it seems, every night. And I think about birds and the way they can fly. But she's a Somerville girl, she's a Somerville girl. You could take her all around the world, you could take her all around the world, you could take her all around.
Christmas in overalls. Now she's gone and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. When I had you, baby, you wouldn't treat me right. you stayed away both day and night. Now she's gone and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
From a loud guitar, and you too much, it'll happen to you. We were children once playing with toys. And the thing that you're hearing is only the sound of love spark from high heel boys. Yeah. High heel boys. Yeah. High heel boys. You had just a minute to breathe. The gratitude you want.
Okay, this is WMFO in Medford, and we have Madge from Magenta Olive coming up in just a second. I'm going to have one more really brief song. I just have to change the board, and we will be good to go. There's a song you know and love. Good. The board is all set. One more quick song, shall we? Here we go. This is a real short one, but a lovely one for sure. And here we go. It's WMFO, Medford. Oh, yeah, it's John Madge Oliver is in the studio with me. He's from, of course, do I have to introduce them? I guess I will. He's from Magenta Olive, and welcome, John, to Acoustic Sailing.
It's lovely to be back here once again. Has it really been 4 years since we were here last time?
It has been 4 years. Can you believe it?
Yes, well, I actually called in that time, and the bloody phone kept dying about four times over. And somehow you held it together where I would have jumped off the stage into a crowd of surfers.
Hey, lots of change and lots of things happen in England. You have a new king, King Charles. How do you feel about the royal family?
Look up the word irrelevant.
Oh, boy. Always an anarchist, aren't you, Madge?
Oh, it's the only way to roll.
All right. Hey, tell us about the band. What's going on with Magenta Olive?
Well, we're always trying new things, and sometimes the artistic bent and the commercial realities don't dance very well, or they trip over things, but we are trying different ideas, and of course it's helpful that people can get out and get into the studio now where we can once in a while be in the same room together. I like that.
Are you still working with the same members? It's, you know, Kenny, Roger, Pete... are they all still with you? Kenny Hopwood on bass, Roger Maddox Graham, rhythm guitar, and Pete Sligo on drums.
When he's not visiting Boston and we have to pull him out of the Sligo pub, which may as well have been named after him, then yes, he's working with us.
He is, okay.
There was that rough spot a couple of decades ago where we sort of had to have him spend a little less time in the pub. Otherwise, you know, you have to be able to count on your mates. Yep, we're all still hanging out together.
Okay, and what's something you're working on? Like, did you have to stop during the pandemic or what?
Of course, yes.
And okay, what have you been doing in the past?
Well, what I did basically was a hole up in my basement and write a whole bunch of things. I sort of experimented with world beat for a while. I thought that was going to be the great new direction. Even though it had been, I guess, about 20 years since it had been, almost 30 years since Peter Gabriel started doing a lot of that stuff. But it was this exciting fusion of our music with world beat, that sort of punk metal, psycho world beat thing. And I thought it could not possibly miss. And somehow it did. I just don't get it sometimes. But you keep banging away, you keep trying. And you go down to your basement if there's a pandemic in the upper world, and you just start working on your stuff, maybe learning the technology so you can... is emailing tracks to your mates is a very strange world. I don't think Timothy Leary could have come up with it, but it actually works sometimes.
Do you want to like give us a taste of like the world beat music? Is like, was it juju music or was it Brazilian music? What part of the world did you explore? Do you want to like give the folks a little sample of some of the stuff you've been doing?
Oh, well, I would love to, but I've been under threats from my lawyer not to do that yet. But it's sort of like going to West Africa, San Francisco in 1967, what I imagine Joe Strummer and Frank Turner working together on a drunken binge with Billy Bragg in the West Indies or so. That's kind of what it sounds like a little bit. Added some percussive instruments into it as well, and a lot of wailing. It's quite therapeutic, actually. Makes me feel better on a long, lonely night to just sort of sing it out and yell to the walls and hear how the music bounces back at me. Happy years.
Very nice, very nice. Hey, speaking of Joe Strummer, do you want to introduce a track you worked on with him when he was playing live? Joe Strummer has passed away, but do you want to talk about it, or should I roll into
it? Well, basically, I was at a Clash show, and that had a nice idea for a song. I went backstage and talked to Joe about afterwards and to tell him how he can really make it even better. And it was really a great discussion. Unfortunately, he handed me another brandy and kicked me out. But anyway, this is sort of how it started off in that one legendary show. It was really amazing to see the band just cracking in all cylinders there.
Okay, so little Joe Strummer, shall we?
Absolutely.
Here we go. It's Joe live. Check this out on WMFO Medford. Joe Strummer fading away in the background with the White Man in Hammersmith Polly. And back in the studio with me is John Madge Oliver, of course, the leader of Magenta Olive.
The mighty Magenta Olive. I can't even say my own band's name straight.
That's right. And
Radio Nerves.
And it's a treat to have him with us. Please, Bostonians, call me at 855-915-9636. If you have any questions, he'll talk to you about his life, his music, his loves.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the World Beat album again.
Okay.
We had this great title for it, The Door Opens Both Ways. And You heard a little bit of Jamaican rhythms there with Joe and the band, and I was trying bongos and harmonica, like I say, a little bit of the West African and some blues and jazz rhythms all together. And there was this one really great track with just a triangle and a lot of humming. It was very, again, therapeutic, and I don't know why it didn't seem to work. At least that's what the marketers and the agents said. They wouldn't give it a chance. Bloody hell, them.
Did you try like a kazoo or a fish to make it, spice it up, basically?
A little bit of kazoo, yes.
And how about a fish?
A fish?
Yeah, it's, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I wish I'd known about that then.
The fish. Yeah, like, you know, Santana does the fish on, I think it's Black Magic Woman. That fish. You know? Or is it Evil Woman? No, it's Black Magic Woman.
Does it smell through the recording
when you listen to it? No, you scrape it. You scrape it.
Scrape the fish. I hope the fish isn't alive then.
No, it's not a live fish. It's a fish.
Ah. No.
You should consider getting a fish player.
I should find out about that. Maybe it's the new wave. Oh, Magenta Olive can rise again.
Absolutely. So your main instrument is the rhythm guitar.
Yes.
And what other instrument do you excel at? Are you a marimba player on the side that we don't know about? Or do you play a little bit of clarinet?
Well, when Sligo, our drummer, Pete Sligo, as I mentioned, sometimes when he comes to visit Boston especially, we have to just drag him out of the Sligo pub. When that happens too many times, I actually have to... I have to use my talent for air drumming to the tops of my thighs. When they get nice and pink, I know I'm really hitting a good groove, and it's got a unique sound to it. Oh, I really like it a lot that way.
It's kind of what's the right word? A flab-infested track you lay down? Is that what you do?
Well, you get a little bit of that feel to it, the flab-infested, as you said.
Right.
It's something I used to talk briefly with Ozzy Osbourne and Nigel Tufnell about sometimes. Neither of us quite got into it. What's that phrase? Necessity is the mother of invention.
So
that's kind of why I got into playing it more, because when we couldn't pull Pete out of the pub, you do what you got to do when you got to do it, and sort of that, like that sort of thing.
So the number is 855-915-9636. The lines are open, and John, Madge, Oliver would love to answer all your questions. And he's here, he's ready. And let's wait for the phone to ring, shall we?
Well, we can talk a little about something that you might ask. People do ask us, how as an aging rock star, you know, how do you keep yourself fit to keep going?
How do you keep yourself fit? What do you do for exercise?
Well, besides the old-fashioned arm exercises of hoisting the beer, you know, up one, down one. You do
the,
that a bunch of times.
The mighty curl.
Yes. One of the things that's really helped me out in my diet, which has puzzled some nutritionists, but... considering some of the things I used to ingest into my body, cheese is quite healthy.
Cheese?
Yes. I had a dietitian who actually put me on a pizza diet, and she encouraged me to drown the pizza with sprinklings of Parmesan, which is really cheese on cheese.
It is cheese on cheese.
Brilliant,
yeah.
If you think about it. A downside, though, is that after getting into all kinds of exotic cheeses and getting into exotic cheese clubs, when you're on drugs for a while and you suddenly are cold turkey?
Withdrawal symptoms. Yeah,
I would get
you're detoxing
the CWs, the cheese withdrawals.
Cheese whiz withdrawals?
No,
cheese whiz withdrawals.
No. The withdrawals of cheese. If I don't have any cheese after I've had some really incredible exotic cheeses.
So you would mainline mozzarella?
If I could. Bloody hell, yes. Yes. I was hanging out with a mate of mine in England who's since moved to Nashville. We actually traded lots of thoughts about that. And he goes and turns it into a song.
What song did your friend?
It's called The Cheese Alarm, and it's like everything that you go through when you have that withdrawal, and then you it's not there anymore for you. It's not very pleasant. Although once you finally do get the cheese again, it's better than ever. And in the process of waiting, you've sort of jumped around, and so you've pumped the blood through your system, and you get that aerobic workout. It's sort of physical and psychological at the same time.
Okay, let's have some Cheese Alarm, shall we?
Absolutely.
Okay, Robin Hitchcock for you. Here we go.
Don't keep me up late. I can't even fit into size 38. Oh, please. Chartering Stilton with your blue-blooded veins. Can't build a palace without any drains. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Half the world sits on the other and gloats. Oh, please. Truckle of cheddar in a muslin rind. Would you give it all up for some real peace of mind?
The Cheese Alarm. Robin Hitchcock right there.
I've been through it many times, mate.
What did you think of that one?
I relate to it so much when I do have those cheese withdrawals.
Oh, amazing. Hey, listeners, we have just a little more time with John Madge.
You can
Oliver.
Just call me Madge.
We have just a tiny bit of time with Madge. So call me at 855-915-9636 if you have any questions. But in the meantime, tell us, what's the future hold for you?
Well, for Magenta Olive, we were thinking, I was having this deep, dark, very, very philosophical conversation with my mates, with Kenny on bass, Roger, the rhythm guitarist, and Pete Sligo Fairmont, when we could pull him out of the pub, like I said. And we had one of those nights where we all together. And we all came to the idea that what we really ought to do is sort of do a folk version. So it's sort of like the Folkmen meets X. Like John Doe, he's been doing this folk tour. He only plays folk venues there. And we were thinking some of our music, if you just build it down to, take it down to the essentials, we could do a lot of good acoustica folk music, and then bring those people who go to those clubs back as we build up back to the arenas and the light shows and all that good groovy stuff. So we're in discussions with Matt Smith over at Club Passim to see if we can start booking some shows there. And we figured that the Boston area was the place to start.
And do you have like a website or a phone number or something you want to tell the folks?
Oh, no, websites. That's we're going the opposite direction there. We want to go back to where people sort of meet face-to-face, like right here and now.
And send out postcards to each other? Is that
absolutely. Postcards are the most inventive, artistic, sort of like the psychedelic stuff. We want to put all these influences together.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's been amazing to spend all this time with you. I have a question. What do you think about some of the new bands like Wilco? I'm planning on playing a song from their Cruel Country record that's just been released.
Oh, very interesting, yes.
Excited about them?
I'm always a little bit excited because they've been so avant-experimental over the past 10 years or so. And with this one, they sort of go back to where they started, sort of the Gram Parsons country rock fusion sort of thing when they were in Uncle Tupelo together. So I would take a little bit of that sort of thing just to mix with our sound. That might be a little too experimental even for them. But
we'd
love to try that stuff.
Have you thought about calling Jeff Tweedy up and going on tour with him?
You know, maybe we should record an album in his studio in the loft in Chicago.
Love it.
I've heard so much about it.
Looking forward to hearing you and Jeff Tweedy share a microphone. And
so would I.
Thanks again for being part of Acoustic Ceiling. It's been an absolute treat. So, Madge, you're invited back anytime. So, cheers.
My pleasure.
All right. Here we go with Wilco, WMFO Medford.
2, 3, 4. Now don't you fall apart while I'm falling apart. Why don't you get in line behind the tears I'm crying? I know our hearts aren't very smart, but you're gonna have to learn. Don't you lose your mind while I'm looking for mine. You're gonna have to stay strong a little longer this time. I know our hearts on a la carte, but baby being blue, oh, when it comes to me and you, it's always on the menu. So sit down, 'cause I'm gonna be the only one falling apart right now. Be the only one,
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? We'll sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined, and these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. The empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all night girls, the whisper of escapades out on the D train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them, it's insane. Right, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face. Visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Yeah, little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. Of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they'd kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues, you can tell by the way she smiles. Primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Oh, Jew
Dogs and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess, who's pretending to care for him, saying, "Name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him." But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, "Everything's been returned which was owed," on the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play the skeleton keys and the ray, and these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
Behind. the seaside zoo. The very last lady inquired about you. It's really very one or two. The first you wanted, the last I knew.
Okay, and right there is Grateful Dead with Cosmic Charlie from Dick's Picks number 20. And right now, it's time for the rundown. Okay, here are all the songs you heard on today's Acoustic Sailing. We started off at 4 o'clock with Arthur Nason with Somerville Girl. That's from No Mystery. And then it was Ray Charles with Sitting on Top of the World from the original Ray Charles, the mono version. We heard Paul McCartney with Little Willow from Flaming Pie. We heard an interesting version of Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys from Ricky Lee Jones from a record called It's Like This. Joe Strummer was in there with White Man at Hammersmith Pally from Mojo Radio Clash. Robin Hitchcock went out to Perry. We heard The Cheese Alarm from Jules for Sophia. Wilco was in there with their brand new music called Falling Apart Right Now from Cruel Country. Bob Dylan gave us Visions of Johanna. And then it was Grateful Dead with Cosmic Charlie from Dick's Picks Volume 20. Well, folks, Jack is here and he's ready to take the 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you stick around. Give him a call, 855-915-9636. He'll play what you want to hear. And it's time for me to say goodbye. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. I had a great time. One last song. It's Paul Weller doing 22 Dreams, and it's a winner. I hope Jack likes it. This is WMFO Medford. See you later.